When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
What's up, everyone? You're listening to the Sarcasm Podcast. Before we get started, let's raise a glass and toast to the people we love and those who are no longer with us. Raise it up. Here's to the bee that stung the bull that got the bull a bucking. And here's to that same bee that stung Adam and Eve and got the whole world fucking. With that being said, let's get this shit show started.
What's up, hello? I wanna talk for a minute. I'm getting dirty money, been a boss for a minute. Put up in a limo with the windows tinted, no iced out penny. I'm fresh out on pretending. When they let me in, cut the line. Snapchat stories, gotta post that on my timeline. Gotta hit the green room just to get my mind right. Got it on my rider, so I gotta have my Klondike. Notice so you think I look cool. All about my rhymes, never liked how cool. Never let these dudes act too cool. Now I got it poppin', they all know me in my school. Now I got a rocket, she be venom and venom. Tell her fuck her up like she's sucking on a lemon. Baby, I'm the teacher and today I'm the lesson. Just forget stressing, come here when I beckon. Hey, what's up, hello, I wanna talk for a minute.
My man DJ JD.
What up, what up?
And that's the cast. Of course we have Connor Savage in the building.
Hey, your boy.
Connor's here.
Hell
he's,
yeah.
He's standing up.
Connor Savage. That's who we got with us tonight. I'm pumped. My man came with an itinerary. Of topics to talk about.
We did.
And I kind of feel like it's...
hours went, and then the people were like, shut up, Hershock.
100%. I feel like it's going to get the same way tonight, though. The topics, dude, what happens is when you're doing a podcast, they branch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? They just branch. Did anybody ever... Also, I know you did, but anybody else do a podcast before? Did you?
No.
This is your first one?
Right on the sarcasm.
Yeah. Me, I did a podcast over at the Ron Hurst, but like... This is my first time sitting down.
Somebody said that you're going to drop some fire tonight.
He was on the podcast on my birthday.
Is that true?
He was on the what? Was it Santa Boot First podcast last year? Yeah. And the
Pops McCann there too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Shout out to Pops. Actually, you know what? You want to shout out Pops McCann too?
Because
you
were like Jason Fox. Shout out Pops McCann, man. Yeah, like he's one of the best people in the business, in my business, which people call the bar business, but it's really the people business. Jason Fox is one of those persons on earth that connect people left and right. He's always doing cool events, trying to grow his brand. He's got new whiskeys coming out. He just got this trailer that he's going to have, start doing tastings with. You pop up, you know, you got a mini bar that just pops up right to your place.
Someone said they're doing a sarcasm whiskey. It's going to be crazy.
Sarcasm branded whiskey?
Yeah.
I love the idea of that.
It's going to make you laugh after like two shots.
Sure.
120 proof.
I was talking to Jay today to try to get him down to the tailgate this Sunday.
Yay, nay?
He said he's going to try. He's got so many things going on. But
100%.
You got to stay busy in this business.
Absolutely. Sorry for the fruit flies, dude. Somebody left a...
The game is at 4. The tailgate starts at 11. And Bird Herd Tailgate, number 4 of the year, is sponsored by... Sarcasm Podcast, y'all.
Let's go.
It's going to be a good old time. Sarcasm Podcast.
Yeah, I'm pumped for that, dude. I can't wait. I only tailgated it once this year so far.
Yep. Well, I've tailgated
Bradford White
so far.
And this will be my second one. And who's DJing?
My man, JD over here.
JD over here.
Yeah, you were supposed to DJ the last one. Thursday night game.
He
blew his back out. Lifting weights.
What are you expecting for that?
Yeah.
For how many people?
Yeah, people-wise.
Yeah, 150 to 200.
Really?
Yeah, because I got my boy Cherry. Shout out Cherry. It's his birthday. He got in an accident at work. He's been out of commission for like a month now, I guess. So it's actually going to be like his first weekend back out. It's his birthday weekend, so it's a good weekend for him
Damn.
To be back out. He's got a crew. He always rolls with a big crew.
Wait a minute. If Dom shows up,
oh, he's performing.
You got to send him the instrumentals.
Well, I'll send him mad instrumentals. I make my own beats, so like I was.
What? What do you use?
Native Instruments machines, and sometimes I use FL Studio, but usually it's machine and MPC. I love to hit.
Really?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first time Dom would just pop up and bless us with some rhymes. So
yeah, you gotta send it to me.
Yeah,
sure.
To get that
played. I give you the wireless mic, too. Oh,
do you?
Yeah, I got the wireless mic.
Oh, he's jumping around.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
If I didn't come straight from work, I would come with the USB. Like, I just learned my lesson last week, and I'm like, all right, I got the USB ready. But I just left it at home, and
I just hit him up this afternoon, like, yo, can you come through? Because I know Dom's the type of dude where the first time I actually met him on a Tuesday, asked him to go to Vegas the next day. I mean, not Vegas, AC. I wish, right? Yeah, I wish we went to
Vegas.
I was like, you want to go down to AC on Thursday? He was like, psh, bet, let's go. So we just
pulled
out.
Hershock told me a little secret about you, though.
What's happening?
He said you were a Cowboys fan. What's up with that?
Negatory.
I'm kidding. Look, they
like, I just yelled at a Cowboys fan today. I'm at George on dumb shit.
He started sweating, dude. He was like, "Oh, like, what? So what does
he
know?"
Said negatory.
Yeah. No, not up in here.
Nah, yeah, I'm only kidding.
It's Bird Gang. I'm a fourth.
Yeah, it's the Bird Herd, not the Bird Gang.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, you watch hockey? I hate hockey.
I try
man.
To watch hockey.
I can't
it's
get into
real
it.
Good in the playoffs. It's real intense, but like. Flyers don't really get to the playoffs that much, so it's kind of it's a hurting thing right now. We hurt.
It's still Let's Go Flyers.
Oh, it's always Let's Go Flyers.
I guess.
So I can't wait.
Wait,
for,
did you see the Sixers new jerseys coming out?
Oh, they're
dude, like, that shit, like, man.
The Flyers are good.
Yeah,
the
I like them. They look like a less flashy Nuggets jersey, like a
right.
I really like the Sixers.
And I like the old rainbow, like the old rainbow Nuggets one.
Yeah. Plus, they had like did like a little scene shots and clips.
Yeah.
Shots and pictures for, they were pretty hard. I like it.
So, real quick, let's talk about the Bird Herd tailgate for a minute.
Yeah. Bird Herd tailgate.
When did you start that shit, bro? It's number fourth.
Game one.
It's the fourth one, dude.
Yeah, my girl Katie Hayes, shout out. She's one of my best friends.
So what's there going to be, cornhole tournaments and shit in this or what?
Well, I mean, we'll have cornhole out. If we get enough people that want to play a tournament, we can do that.
I mean, there will be. There's going to be 150 people. You're going to get people that want to play cornhole.
Set anything up, though, because, like, there's going to be a lot going on. So I want people to just enjoy themselves, not feel like we have to play this game right now and stuff like that. But, like, there'll be plenty of boards set up. You know, I got all the cornhole boards.
Well, let me ask you this. When you go tailgate, what's at least every – I would say five parking spots, there's a cornhole board.
Oh, for sure. It's huge.
Yeah.
For sure, it's huge.
What?
Yeah, this is about to be the most amazing thing weekend ever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, it's kind of how it's grown. Like, it grew from the beach and the tailgates and the backyards into something big. But, the Bird Herd tailgate is going to be that. It's going to be... the DJ, it's going to be a whole bunch of stuff.
Did you get the shirts made? I know you were throwing around.
The shirts will be ready by Sunday.
Really?
Yeah. Shout out to Run Bucks. It's my guy Pat. He runs all the marathons around like Bucks County and stuff like that. He organizes and runs them and does the shirts for them and does trophies for them and all. He does my shirts. Great guy. I hit him up. I'm like, hey, I need this. He's right on it. Gets it done. So shout out Run Bucks.
Bro, you seem nervous. You all right?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I just wanted to. You got me off of my friend Katie. I was talking about my friend Katie, and then I got distracted. Shout out to Katie Hayes because she's the girl who was like, "Hey, me and a bunch of my girlfriends want to get together, and friends want to get together and tailgate." She was a buckle bunny at PBR at Xfinity Live, so her and her friends and everything, they were like, "Hey, you want to do this tailgate? Can you come DJ it?" I said, "Of course."
So you're not even the founder.
No. I mean, they asked me on, but they knew that, like, now that we're doing it together, I don't do anything half-assed, so now this is what we do. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't expect.
I can tell, judging by past Halloween, that you don't do anything half-assed.
Yeah, that's for sure. But
we'll find out
Katie
in a little
Hayes,
bit what we mean
Katie
by that.
Katie Hayes, my guy Jack Logan, junior, he like, you know, and my buddy Timmy, you know, we've been the people that have kind of been trying to get it together, get the TVs together. You know, I've DJed the first three ones, except for we had a very special halftime performance by DJ Naps one time. Shout out my man Eric Porter. But it just grew from the one, and then it was such a fun time. It's like, let's just keep doing this. Hopefully people keep doing it through the cold. Y'all, I'm talking to you guys. Like, don't, because it's cold now. You know? Make sure you keep coming through, because we can.
Dude, I feel like they're the,
we can bundle
the
up.
Best.
We can get heaters. We can do, you know, we can keep,
I have
it,
a heater
keep it moving.
I have one of the propane guys.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're looking to do.
Yeah, but.
I mean, there is things called sweatshirts, like people can wear. You know,
oh, yeah, you know about
it. Hoodies
about,
out there.
You know about puffy hoodie, jackets, yeah. You were wearing one in 70-degree weather last week.
A girl came up. She liked the jacket, so.
First down?
No, yeah.
Was it a first down guy? Remember first down?
Well, I'm excited for this Sunday, though, because it's like I said, it's going to be a lot of people. Cherry's birthday. It's my boy Donnie's birthday. Got a busload of people that usually watch the game at Brick House, which is an awesome spot. Shout out to Steve. Runs one of the best places around at the Brick House.
The pizza's unbelievable. Brick House.
People come down, like it's.
If you've never had Brick House
pizza,
it's
growing and growing and growing and growing.
The bar pizza.
It surpasses bar pizza, dude. Freshly tossed. That's the only. I used to. So a couple years back, I used to play darts for Bridesburg Pub, and Brick House had a team in our division. That's the only reason why I showed up to those games at Brick House, dude.
Right.
For real, was because of the pizza, because they would just, dude, they would load up pizza. Because, like, the bar, when you play darts for a certain bar, the home bar has to provide the food.
Really?
Yeah,
they
so.
Don't do that in pool leagues, man.
They should.
They should.
100%.
Yeah.
So Brick House would just pull out the spread, dude. That was unbelievable. And the pizza is just crazy. Do you know the owner there?
Steve?
Yeah.
Steve Clark?
Dude, that's insane.
I mean, I'm the type where, like, I go into a bar, I want to know the people who work there. You know,
right.
Because I'm in this business, so I want to know them people. And I
hell
want
yeah.
To know me. Because whether it's I might work for this place one day or I just like to frequent this place, like, you know, the people in this business, and like I just call it the people business, the bar business, the service industry, whatever, they all stick together and they all keep that whole industry afloat with each other. You know, like I'll go see somebody, they'll come see me, vice versa. And you know, everyone kind of tries to take care of each other and
100%.
And
that's how it should be.
Each other in that business.
You want a tea light or something? You drink it all?
Yeah, I would love a tea light.
You sure?
I'm positive.
All right, I was about to say. I know he's not going to ask you. I mean, shit.
I'm
not
much shock on one.
Nah, her shock's right. I mean, yeah, that's.
I'm giving them out. Do you want one?
Nah, I'm over the natty for now. Yeah, come on, natty.
I know you're nursing the shit
right.
out of
he's
that, dude.
You got to shake hands with people too when you go out to these bars and these clubs and. You don't know who you're talking to, so you approach them with all open arms and shake their hand.
Oh, yeah, you got it. You got to be
That's not metal.
Really?
Yeah, that's not metal.
I met him at a bar. I was working at the Ronhurst. He came in with my buddy Scott. We just linked up. He told me, you know, that he raps and this and that, and we just started doing it.
Well, I was listening to some of the shit, dude. It's kind of crazy, bro.
In what way?
Like, it's good.
Yeah, he works hard on it, man.
You don't
get to see him as much as I'd like to because he's always working on it.
I'm in the crib most of the times. Thursdays I shoot pool for my pool league, but other than that, like I'm mainly in the house.
Who you play pool for?
Shit, Ronhurst.
Okay.
Fun. Yeah.
Shout out to the Ronhurst.
Are you good at pool?
This Saturday night,
I'm
90s
right,
party.
Like MVP in the league for one session.
So you're doing trick shots and shit. You hopping balls and shit?
Nah, but I have masseted a couple times, and that shit looked pretty. It was just like...
Oh, that's that curve?
Yeah.
Like so, I don't know why. So, like, if I'm at, like, Ozzy's or something, it's a local bar around here. It's probably one of the only bars around here that still have a pool table because, you know, I know Irish Eyes around the corner used to have one, but it was causing too many fights, so they got rid of it. So, Ozzy's is literally, and Crazy Lep, you're familiar with the
Crazy
Lep?
Yeah,
Crazy
Lep.
They're like the only two in the whole area that still has a pool table, to my knowledge.
It's ridiculous. You would have to go more closer to Fishtown.
Right.
You'll catch a couple of bars over there with pool tables, or just go like up in the Northeast where it's.
Oh, yeah. What's that? Bluegrass Billiards?
Yeah,
Bluegrass Billiards.
Yeah. Shout out Joey and Dom and Danielle and everybody from Bluegrass Billiards. Great spot.
They got like seven dart teams.
There's a cornhole in there. last year before COVID shut down everything in Philly. So we might actually, that might be a spot where we're doing it this winter.
Dude, they got, honestly, bro, they have so many dart teams. I imagine they have, what's their divisions in pool or something like that? Money. They probably have a team in every division, I imagine.
Not for sure. It's like, it's usually the tables by the bar that they use for the pool league for the APA. Now, I don't know if, like, in the backside, if there's any other leagues, but usually it just seems like it's just patrons coming in.
Right.
But for the most part, it usually just seems like the three bars.
So what do you got to do to be a pro? Teams. Like, how's that work?
Oh, man, you just got to start playing for money, go to the tournaments, go to
because my wife's father was a pro.
Really?
Like, he has a couple, like, in her he passed away in 2008, but her I mean, dude, I never got to meet him. I mean, yeah. I've heard so many great things. Small Italian looking guy. The trophies, the pool trophies.
Oh, they are
this dude, man. But he has like four of those the APA coins, I guess. If you enter a league, they're like almost like challenge coins, I guess. Mm-hmm. He's got pictures with like a suit on and like Vegas and shit. Like he's got like, dude, his pool cue is fucking ivory.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's elephant tusk.
Yeah, like.
Like, what the fuck is that?
Once they dive in, man, you get lost in there.
It's like anybody in the dart league, you know, they get the top line of darts in the cornhole. There's a million bag makers now.
Oh, my God.
Let's shout out. Who does your boards and shit? Does Underwood still do them, or he never did them? Your cousin or something?
No, well, last year was my buddy DJ Apex. He did the boards last year. Now this year I'm getting them done by West Georgia Cornhole. They're down in West Georgia. They make quality, like the most quality.
There's going to be a Sarcasm Podcast logo on two of them boards.
They're going
to
be one of those.
Cause I know I told you I wanted to sponsor.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, 100%.
And then the coolest thing is we get them at the end.
Northeast Philly Cornhole Association. What's happening is I got a bunch.
I know
of local,
we're skipping, but let's talk about that. No, Northeast fine, Philly Cornhole.
A bunch of local companies that love to support me and my events because they see that, like, I'm always trying. I'm always trying to bring people together. I feel like I was put on this earth to do that. So they're always willing, just like you are, willing to jump in and help out. You know, like, they help me make events better because it takes a little pressure off of me and my
pocket. Oh, 100%.
Where I don't have to put out all this money. And
then hope you get it back and shit, dude. That's the worst, dude.
Right, but luckily, with the cornhole stuff, people support it. People support my stuff because I'm more of the fun tournament guy, and like, you know, there's super serious tournaments.
No shit. I want to get into that for a minute.
Like for the fundraisers, help, you know, raise money for people. We just raised over $10,000 for the VFW right down here in Bridesburg. I donated my boards.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Stuff like that.
Didn't something happen with that? Somebody was bitching about parking or something.
Oh, I have no clue. I wasn't there. I just donated my bag.
Yeah. So I think that the bartender Beth, I believe her name is. Went on and was like complaining about Bridesburg because like some of the residents in Bridesburg were bitching about parking because of this.
It's all, you know,
and it's just like, dude,
here.
Shut.
It's tough. They're trying to do something good for people, like, you know, for veterans and all. And actually, I was talking to the people there about doing the actual Veterans League, like a veterans/ first responders cornhole league, which hopefully could get into the, you know, get into the schedule or
it's
on my mind for sure.
So let me ask you this. We're going to talk about a serious beef here.
Okay.
Very serious beef. Beef between you and Nick Leeper.
Oh,
what was that about, dude? Was that real or was that staged? No,
Nick is
probably one of the best cornhole players I've ever seen.
Cornhole players in this area by far. He's committed to it. He tries. He's a thorn in my side only because he won every single one of my tournaments last year. And for me, as an organizer...
People stop coming, right?
For me to not come... They didn't come, but in the cornhole world, sometimes people avoid other players. Because there's so many tournaments per weekend. One guy might go, well, you know... And we all, like, sign up through this one app called Scoreholio. So you can see who signed up for what tournament. And
kind of
choose which one you do. There's some politics in cornhole, which is...
Yeah, but
it's kind of hurting the game, but like there's so many places to play. There's so many organizations. Shout out Bucks County Cornhole, Central Bucks Cornhole, Burlington County Cornhole, Jersey Shore Cornhole, Jersey Devil Cornhole,
damn.
Chester County Cornhole.
I didn't realize there's that many fucking cornholes.
You know what I mean? So that's why I had to go and
damn,
make Northeast
dude.
Philly Cornhole Association. You know what I mean? So like I really just
dude,
wanna,
I honestly
I just want to shout out real quick the sponsors from last year, since you're going to be a sponsor for this year, Lottie's Professional Painting, TMD, if you need any inflatables, Cappy's Cafe, the Buffalo House, Lucky Flavors. Cloud CBD, In the Mix, Roscoe Towing, Art History. You know we're going to talk about Art History
soon. Hell yeah, dude.
Philly Life Promotion, and we've already talked about, and we'll always talk about Pops McCann Whiskey. They sponsored my boards last year. I appreciate you guys for helping me keep something going in a time where people needed a release and needed something to be able to do at bars outside safely with
hell yeah
COVID and everything. Like,
and where was that held?
The only thing to do.
All different places? Like, I know you had a couple events at outside Nick's Roast Beef.
Oh, Nick's Roast Beef is my home. Like, that's where, if I could do cornhole there every time, that's where I would do it.
I mean, you know, Ned's or Ned's, you know.
Right. I mean, it's the place where...
It's anybody place. Familiar with that?
No, I don't even get the reference, but...
Ned,
like Uncle Ned's kids?
No, like Northeast Dickhead, Ned? No,
I didn't know. I didn't.
You never heard of that, dude? Come on, dude. I'm only busting chops.
No. But Nick's Roast Beef's my spot. I host trivia there on Wednesdays at Woodhaven. We do the open mic on Thursdays. Matt Rossi, the owner of Nick's, he last year he pushed the envelope so much to make sure that events were still being able to be done.
Right.
Fundraisers were still being able to be done. You know, his staff would still be able to work and get paid and have a livelihood and keep their mental health. You know what I mean? So he pushed so hard for a lot of people, a lot of other restaurants. He was on national news about talking about, you know, just the way that Philadelphia was shutting down stuff.
Right.
Whether you think it was enough or not too much or it was right, you know, that's anybody's opinion. But, you know, he was the one that was fighting the hardest for everybody else in the industry.
Right.
But
damn,
that's my spot. Like when
I gotta go show more love then, dude.
I'll go up there every now and then, but I feel like I gotta fucking off his food trucks to the community. You know whether them people are gonna support.
Dude,
him
I
or
seen
not.
His truck at Sesame Place, bro.
Yeah,
there was a Nick's Roast Beef at Sesame Place.
He's the president.
Really?
Yeah, I was on the road coming from Redding. It was probably up near KOP or something.
And he's also the president of the Philadelphia Mobile Food Association, so actually helps all the other food trucks. You know what I mean?
No shit.
It's not, you know, for him, it's not a competition. It's a way for him to help everyone kind of move along, especially right now when everyone's trying to get back to
pre-COVID
type stuff.
Right. You know what I mean? Before we get to Don real quick, I want to talk about what you were saying earlier about how these cornhole players, they'll see
some... back to Nick?
Well, yeah, because... That mindset of, oh, that dude's too good. I don't know if I want to get in that tournament.
Because these tournaments are for such big money, you would,
yeah,
would
but
be smart
I imagine,
for you to pick the one that you think you're going
to
win.
Yeah, but don't you want to play against the best to be better?
Nah, I mean, like, some of these dudes are just straight up.
Right? I mean, like, because eventually you play with Nick enough, you're going to see what he
does.
And you're
going
to come up with a strategy to learn how to block his shots, to learn how to fuck with him.
There's plenty of players out there that.
It's
give
just
him a
crazy.
Run all the time and can beat him, you know? It's just...
I feel like every post he puts up, he's holding his number one, his finger out with the bags, number one.
Well, he tries, man. He gives it...
It's just
he
like,
tries.
Damn.
He's serious. I feel like he's been more fun about it.
Oh, yeah.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM. When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Because, you know, that's where I said, I'm the fun guy. I want to have fun, whatever. Yeah. I started doing cornhole.
You're the funny man.
I started doing cornhole for a bar, you know, for McDuff's.
Then it went to Reedy's, remember? Friday night?
It was a spot where I hosted karaoke. I'm back hosting karaoke there now on Sunday nights. They were like, hey, we want to do a cornhole tournament. Can you help us? You know, and we put one together. It went good. And then that sparked my whole cornhole existence. But you know, you bounce around and from bar to bar that want to do stuff for their not only their regulars, but then
right.
my guys come too. My cornhole fanatics,
you want people
to
bring business to the bars, right? I mean, yeah. That's.
We're supposed to still do one. Sarcasm.
I know. We were supposed to do that in August, dude. But then, like, the wedding thing happened. And then, I don't know. There was so much shit that happened, dude.
Life happens.
Right. I wanted to have it at the fire hall.
Yeah.
That you bartended at a couple times.
Yeah. That's a nice spot.
Yeah. Hi, Connor. How you doing? I feel like you're just.
Well,
I don't know if you're Fugazi behind there. Like,
I talk a lot.
He's got his iPad. He's official. He's firing off.
We have a lot to talk about. That's the only reason why I knew.
1,000%.
I added other people onto it just to hopefully not talk so much. But I'm still
interested. So I want to talk to Dom for a minute. All right,
for sure.
So let me ask you this question.
Yes, sir.
If I throw an instrumental up, can you rap to something?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
You can freestyle?
Yeah, I'm a freestyle too.
It's gotta be fire, dude.
It's gotta be fire. All right, I'm gonna close
my eyes.
We're live.
It's one take.
It's gonna be live.
All right, for sure. I can use.
What's your favorite instrumental?
Yeah, let's get this.
I got mad favorite instrumentals, man.
Well, give me one that's on Spotify because I can put it up right now.
One that's on.
Let's see what we got.
You could honestly just throw something that you would like to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. What's the tempo like? You like one fast? You want you have something slow?
It really don't matter.
It don't matter. I'm going to give you a challenge.
No,
it
really
doesn't matter.
I just want to, like, go freestyle.
Throw a Meek in or instrumental.
Nah,
or something like that.
I don't want to throw a Meek in there. I mean, we can throw a Meek in there, but.
What are you going to do?
So, wait. We had, you know the dude Straws?
Straws? Nah. Who's Straws?
Well, he came on with.
Was it Rich the Kid?
Nah, that was the dude Dominic Lord. His you know Dominic Lord?
Nah, I'm confused about all these people. That's all
right, so we had Ness Rock on with Zambrana.
I fuck with Nesky.
Yeah.
Nesky's cool as hell.
Yeah, and then they brought a buddy of theirs, Straws.
Okay.
And he did a song to the Law and Order theme, bro.
That is hard.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Bro.
Yeah.
This thing was insane, bro. All
right, so I gotta go.
To go with the LAP, to go with the Law and Order?
Oh, no, I'm not going to Law and Order.
He said you're tripping.
I was just saying. It was like talking about like some of the crazy-ass instrumentals that are out there, dude. When he threw on the song from Law and Order, and I was like, oh, yeah, watch this shit. He's like, no, wait a minute.
How do you spell that?
Oh, yeah, they
vibrant.
Did sample that.
V-I-B-R-A-N-T. Vibrant yeah. thing. From Q-tip.
On the tip, boy.
That one just got redone by J. Cole and Wale. It's hot as shit. Nah, I'm all caps here.
He said I'm all caps.
He's a boomer.
He's a boomer. No, don't come from my mans like that.
Dude, I don't think there's any...
You might as well just type in instrumental and just see what pop up. Like, it'd be some hard instrumentals. Like, I would just sit in the car and ride around to, like,
You might have to throw on the headphones for this because it's going to play on the headphones.
Oh, all right. Say Lessington.
Say Lessington. That's a first.
I love it, yo.
Here we go.
I love it.
Smooth, yo.
Say Lessington. Tosh Sultana has some crazy shit.
Who?
He has some good ass instrumentals.
It's about to be it's about to be something different.
It's going to be nonsense.
She looks like a country singer.
This is slower.
It's like Old Town Road.
This is about to be slower. He can say that and then he can put on.
Ready
the,
for that?
Like,
can you hear out of there?
I can hear. I can hear everybody.
Just here's what we're going to do. We're gonna play it. Just to see if you can do something.
Oh, it's not coming out the phones.
It's not coming out the headphones?
Nah. It's still not out the headphones, but I can rap to it.
Yeah? All right, well, let me put it on the headphones then. All
right.
Here's what I just wanted to make sure. I just wanted to make sure that, because that's like a slower paced one.
Yeah.
And when we first started this podcast... that was like our intro song.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But she kind of fucked me because I got I sent her an email and I was like, "Yo, can I use this as our intro?" This is when she was independent. Well, no, she was independent and then signed, and then I'm getting copyright shit on there. I'm like,
oh, for real?
I'm like, I got this email from Tasha.
I'll make
you
a song. I'll make a beat, and I'll rap about the sarcasm.
Are you serious? Do not play with me like that.
No.
Yeah?
For real. Take whatever's happening in the moment. Yeah, we'll have fun with it.
Yeah, I gotta get your number after this.
All right,
sure.
Say lessons in, man.
A thousand
right
lessons
back
in.
Into it.
Yes,
that should be your next song. Say
lessons in. Nah, it's gonna be on the move, but yeah,
dude,
that should be something I make.
Say Lessington. That's going on our next shirt.
Say Lessington.
Say Lessington.
Yeah, put that joint up there, like that'd be hard.
That's going on the next shirt. It has
podcast.
To.
Say
Lessington. Yeah.
Wow.
You better get the copyrights right though. All right?
Yeah.
No, I'll throw it a piece on there for sure.
Hey.
All right, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
And then after this, we'll play the stuff on Spotify that you have.
All right, for sure.
All right, you want to do some shout outs instead of doing it at the end? Let's break it up a little bit.
Oh, all right, for sure.
Good. Well, no, why I pulled this up right now? Hold on.
I want to thank my mom. Shout out to G-Mom and everybody. Hershock for bringing me up here. The Sarcasm Podcast. JD. My man, what's your name again? Coop?
Connor.
See, Coop. Coop. I'm looking on.
Yo, Coop.
Connor.
Yeah.
I just want to shout out all the DJs that I work with in the mix. All the people from In The Mix. Harry, Apex, Nikki T, Tweez, Mac, Gorms, Corey Oates, Joe Daddy, Meesh, Yardy, Jote, St. James, Jamal, Yosef. Also, shout out my Double Down guys, Jason Weiss, Ernesto. Jason Weiss just got me to hook up in AC, where I saw Pitbull was in AC Saturday night.
All right, we ready?
Also, hold on, wait, no, I got a couple more DJs there I'll shout out. Yeah, so them are my Double Down guys, Jason Weiss,
DJ,
Ernesto.
Everyone.
Also, shout out. Sev One out in Vegas. He's coming back home. Hey. DJ 9, one of the best DJs around. Ox XL, DJ Dennis Patrick. He's the kind of guy who will do anything you ask him. I'm like, yo, bro, I need a DJ. I need you to donate your time, something like that, whatever. He's ready to go at a moment's notice. Shout out J Royd, Xfinity Live, Fav, Stampone, Slick Nick. Yes, sir. Buddy Love, Miss You Kid. He's out in Cali.
Buddy Love.
DJ Buddy
Why
Love.
Why did I feel like I've heard that somewhere?
I don't know. You used to go to Hammerheads back in the day, and you would have seen him.
DJ Stumbo, Buddy Love.
My man Far Away, DJ Popsky, Dre Day, Lee Swagger. All right, yeah. That's for the DJs. I got musicians I got to shout out. I got
Are you
my
ready?
Bar people I
got
to shout out.
Oh, we got it. We got you. We're gonna get the whole stream piece in.
I got a few shout outs as well, but.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to the finale.
Drop them jones.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Are you sure?
What beat is this? This is something that somebody made, right?
No, this is the Notion that we just heard.
All right, Notion. I like that.
That's what it's called.
Ideas.
Notion.
Awesome sauce. The source.
Ready?
Yeah.
You should be able to hear it.
I do. Okay.
I got to put my headphones on for this one.
I feel like I've heard this in a movie. Sound like a vibe. Just sound like a vibe. We on a sarcasm pod. I'm just out here drinking natty lights. Nah, it is a twisted tea. Don't come at me at a convenience store because you might go missing. Damn, that is messed up. I'm just out here trying to catch up. No hot dog, you know we all frogs. Just trying to leap. I rib it, and I think I might come up my seat. A little bit high, levitating on me. You know that earth is underneath all my feet. I try to stand 10 toes. I think I messed up, but the beat is a little slow. I came back, then I had to find my little flow. Got some whiskey from Pop McCann's, it is real smooth. Her shock brung me in, so I am gonna try to school. Not a lesson, but I am out here blessing this beat. This is something real cool. My name is not unique, it's Dominique or Young Hack. When I get up on the track, and you know my only goal is put the whole Philly on the mat. That's
yeah.
Real rap.
Ew.
You're rocking with it.
Dude, now you have to do a song with that.
Oh, man. I would sample it. I would definitely sample it.
I feel like that's a song, though, where you rap about, like, like something crazy to happen in your life though.
Yeah, like 2013, I went through a bad accident. I would rap about that.
Right, to Notion.
Yeah,
to Notion. You know what I mean?
Can I get a request?
Crazy
get
ass a hook. Is if it's on Spotify, you can get a.
I don't want no music.
No music.
Acapella.
Acapella.
You want to do? Yo, you can do an acapella if you want, bro. Or what you called earlier? Acapelski or something?
Acadella.
Acadella. Acadella.
Acanelli.
I'm going to go piss.
Put it in your mouth.
Grab it up.
Oh, we about to go? I can just go?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go,
go ahead.
Right. He doesn't want
stage
an instrumental.
No instrumental. No beat. You know that I rhyme. So unique. I came back with the same words. I tried to creep up on the beat, but it ain't one. So you know I'm just out here having fun. All my people, I be smoking runts. You know that it be in the backwood. Call it hackwood when I roll that good. You know that it is off the map when I come back and attack. Everything that I do just sound like who rap. I mean, it's real hip-hop. I was born in 91, established. You know that I came real warm. Knew a woman scorn every time that I was born. Damn, I was only born once, but sometimes, you know, I think it's twice. Because I was in an accident up at night. I was on Island Ave with my bros. It was 421, the day after 420. I was super high from the day before. No, that's plenty. So that means that I'm just coming in like a jiffy, real thick. That's like the peanut butter on my shit. You hope you know that I came back with the clip. I don't know, but it feels so exquisite. I'm just rhyming words right now because it's off of the dome. You went to the bathroom really fast, Holmes. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. My bad.
Who's the faces Chris he ever seen?
I tried. I know, dude. I had the best.
I mean, he's
had
working.
Piss like a virgin Rachel.
Yeah, hit us with one of his tracks off Spotify. Which one?
Which
you
one? Oh, you said one earlier.
Family. Yeah.
Family.
Yeah,
family.
Yeah. Let's see what we got.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Yo, my favorite part. When I met Dom Hatton, like I said, we went down AC. He was with my newest friend. I literally just met him the day before. And with my best friend, my oldest friend, James Morano. Shout out, J-Mos. It was the most perfect mix of, like...
Why are you talking so low, bro? You all right?
Sorry. Well, no, I mean, you know, I dilate.
he's like whispering and shit.
I dilate a lot this weekend.
It's an ASMR video.
I dilate a lot. And plus,
I thought Pitbull was loud.
Wait, what? He's not here, though.
Yeah, it's crazy. No,
he's not here.
Pitbull's going to be here, and as soon as we get to DJ.
So what is this, Pitbull's brother or something?
As soon as we get to Mr. DJ JD.
Mr. 215, a.k.a. Shitbull. Oh, man. Yeah. All you right. Got family?
Family right here.
Dom Heck.
Hey. No, do we have, before I play this, are you giving us permission to play this?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Because, dude, I'm telling you, man, YouTube and Facebook is crazy.
He's about to play the show. He said, yeah, season assist real quick.
Family over everything, money on my mind. Reppin' Northside to the day that I die. Getting paper, Michael Scott, Donna Mifflin in his prime. Pitch that pussy to me out the park, Ryan Howard. I'm rolling, blowing. Niggas can't match my focus. Shout out to my local florist. I'm so high, don't know where the florist. Be Mr. Magooing and your women swimming in pussy Michael Phelps. She can't take the dick. You already know she gonna need some help. Bring a friend, we can manage the menage. Dreaming about a big house, fucking my garage. Flip the rhyme when I grind a dime. The night is right, so sublime. If she let me hit it, well, the pussy dead and they call me curious. Read it fine, fresh, look it up. The kid is so sick. Cough, niggas listen. Ignorance bliss, they don't know. With realists, Eddie Kendricks, keep on trucking. Life is a party, we just keep on clubbing. Said she was late, well, who was she fucking? Spit a hot verse, yeah, nigga, that's nothing. Said it so real, well, some niggas be bluffing. Thankful for that turkey, so you know what, brother had to stuff it. Bad bitch with weed, so you know what, nigga had to puff it. I'm a nuisance. Go so stupid, niggas ain't know that the boy Dom do it. Breed, you know we do it. I don't know, I'm just fluent. So, since I'm so fluent, let me kick you something stupid. So hot, go to hell to cool down. Everybody know Dom smell like a pound. She want the pipe, I lays it down. No pick and roll to the whole banger now. And a damn motherfucker that can phase me now. And a bitch out here that can play me now. And it's crazy how a dream turned to reality. And watch out of y'all just praises now. So, you wanna roll up? Let's touch, bitch.
You can roll up and get torched. Guerrilla warfare, such an earth getting scorched. In my own zone when I step on the court. Dime hack, get a whiff for the Roman, catch contact. Guaranteed to make the club have a time lapse. What'd he say, DJ, please rewind back. Couldn't find a king if he had the fucking Brian app. Fine, every time I drop a line, blow up a stage and I ain't reach my prime. Show up to go nuts, but so in the whole course, and I threw it in the ocean, she's screaming, keep going. Take my sword out the water, put the lady in the lake. Yeah, I made a boil in a quarter when I order, brought up on a nine, born on a nine, raising a nine. So a nigga must be the dime. Franchise, recognized, enterprise, checking on the less than biggie pocket knives. Rock him on the deck, renegade minds. Back with CJZ, my life speaks by you, me. There was never a decision at the end of the bout. Bitch, I told you keep on living, take a hurt at a pretty fuck color. I'm at Murphy. Baddest bitches out here couldn't swear me. Flipping my words, crippin' and twisting the earth. Light up the Dutch off earth when I tote DeAndre Jordan off vert. Saying you high, just a little absurd. Now I'm back to the work. No contest, put your motherfucking mouth to the curb. My American history X is nothing less the best. You should stop with your verbs. You don't do shit, ain't done nothing. Make pad police look like Olympic runners. I'm a North Philly nigga, let me teach you something. Ball so hard, coach, natural no features on me. Damn, you ain't even on the bench. No warm up, you reserve ass bitch. I preserve the right to shed light on the pistol pitch. You call life. Slip for my tricks like banana puss of ice. Got the lemon haze, nigga, let me get a slice. A for the lambs who was thinking about some pie. Bit it like cold with the pro. 3 L's to a face. Now nigga 24. Raised on 19. Real nigga say no more. Spray to the empty or you seeing at your dome.
Thank you, Pop.
Damn. You said, oh shit.
That.
Bro. Let me ask. Because when I asked, like, Nesk and all, how do they remember that shit, dude?
They lived it, they felt it, they created it.
Bro, I couldn't do that if I tried, bro.
It's like,
even if I sat there, like, I was really good at vocabulary when I was in high school. I knew how to spell every word.
Yeah.
I knew what they meant.
You don't know how to spell it, dude. You're just going to know how to rap it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's like, I feel like my memory is good at that point, but you better do that song at the Bird Herd tailgate. You gotta.
I do it.
You have to link up with my man here and send the beat.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, send it.
Yeah. I'll send you the beat.
Yeah, that beat was fire.
I know.
Breaking news.
And
the third, I might get fucked up.
Dom Hack makes
dude
all his beats, produces it, masters it all himself. Yeah, he spends so much time on it.
Did you ever do a live show before?
Not only open mics, man. Like open mics or Voltage Lounge.
So wait,
like,
so in front of a crowd?
Yeah.
Of how big? What was your biggest crowd?
Probably like 20 or 30 people, not nothing crazy.
Oh, so the Burner tailgate is going to be your biggest crowd.
Like biggest John. Yeah, that's going to be the biggest John yet. You know what I'm saying?
Are you excited for that?
Yeah, I'm excited. Like,
you better calm, dude. If we show up Sunday, you'd be like, yeah, he couldn't make it. I'm going to be so mad, dude.
Nah, I'll make it, like, or die trying.
I better hear two or three songs, not just one.
I know. There better be a couple songs. Send them a couple for sure. So you're on Spotify and what else? SoundCloud, Apple Music?
Yeah, I got some stuff on YouTube. Like on YouTube, you might see a video of me like actually making the beats. I'm streaming that on Reddit now. So like,
really?
I do a lot of like just trying. I'm in the house all the time, man. So I'm just like trying to figure out what's my sound or what I can make.
In the house, bored.
In the house, bored.
Bored in the house.
Yeah, but
you already committed, bro. You got to make a Sarcasm Podcast intro, bro.
Oh, yeah, I'm with it. Oh man.
100%.
Like, well, how would you like it? Would you like it to be like classic hip hop, or would you like 808s and stuff?
Definitely classic hip hop. I feel like that would be
for sure.
But it's somewhat of a comedy vibe.
What, a comedy vibe? Okay.
Is that possible?
Yeah, like, what's some of your favorite jokes? I could just add them into it, like, for like transition and breaks.
I don't know.
We don't got like favorite jokes, but I don't know. Make it sarcastic.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely sarcastic.
Yeah, a lot of puns, a lot of metaphors, stuff like that, you know?
Hell yeah.
All kinds of sarcastic puns. Dom Hack was one of our first featured artists at the Genre Bomb Open Mic Jam and Karaoke at Nick's Roast Beef on Thursday nights, which I bartend. My cousin Paul Hershock, he's the one that's the most talented musician I know. No offense to anyone else out there. He can play the guitar, the drums, he can sing, he can do whatever. He DJs too. We do an open mic on Thursday nights at Cotman, Nick's Roast Beef Cotman location. I don't want anybody to get confused because I'm at Woodhaven for trivia on Wednesday nights. But Thursday nights.
So you do Quizzo?
I do, yeah. I do. I host, you know, I DJ, trivia.
What's the difference
karaoke
between Quizzo and trivia?
Same thing.
Just a classy, more name. Classy.
Is there ever like a, I know there's like themed Quizzos?
We have a Friendsgiving, Friends trivia coming up. Not the night before Thanksgiving, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
I'll be there.
All friends. All friends questions.
Well, me and my wife will win.
No offense.
Are you kidding me? We will win.
I mean,
you don't understand.
You guys are putting your feet in your mouth now, though. You're going to have to be there.
Sounds
like a live pod opportunity also.
Wait, two people a team?
it don't matter how many people. I mean, I don't want to have 10 50. People teams, but like, you know, we break it up. Past the friends. There you go. But, oh, yeah. Seven? I don't know. Seven.
Six? There's three guys and three girls, bro. Come on. Come on, dude.
I don't know. I don't. I just read the questions. I don't need to know.
I just read the questions. Dude.
Yeah, but Dom blessed us on Thursday.
What was the coffee shop? What was that called?
Central Perk.
Central Perk. Yeah, Central Perk. Yeah.
I know that one at least. And Smelly Cat.
That better not be. A, if that's a question, you're just giving it
what
to
is
people.
Smelly Cat.
You got to come up with some fire questions.
Smelly Cat?
No.
Oh, see, how about this? How about this?
I'm an office guy.
You should make this for true friends fans.
Oh, it's going to be hard.
And I will send you some questions.
Oh, well, then you're going to be there and trying to answer the questions.
Well, if I'm doing a podcast, I can't.
Well, maybe send like 25 questions and only take like 4 or 5
out. Yeah, I mean, I may take a couple, but if you're making the questions, you can't be in it. It's a conflict of interest.
Yeah, come on, dude. What?
Look, all the right. questions are going to be legit. To help you win. We don't do a.
It's like it's like
it's
next
in the mix bar scene trivia.
What was the guy's right? name that lived up top on top of? Like, come on, dude.
No.
It better not be nothing easy. It's got to be hard. It's got to be diehard friends, fans.
But anyway, I'm putting a call out to all musicians, rappers, poets, karaoke singers too, because it's karaoke on Thursday nights. Nick's Roast Beef, Cotman Avenue. Great vibe.
I can do a
shout out
karaoke.
Caitlin, who bartends with me. It's my bartending shift of the week. I always want to have one bartending shift for the rest of my life because that's how I got into this business and I love it. It's my favorite thing in the world. Thursday nights, Nick's Roast Beef. Open mic, Genre Bomb. That's where you can see Dom Hack. He comes through as much as he can, you know. And
ain't nobody else heard. I'll let you listen.
Give me the hook right now.
Do you the hook right now?
Yeah, right now. What's the hook?
All right. Damn. Can I just spit the verse?
You can spit the verse and with the hook. That hook's got to be in there. Oh, he's nervous.
You know my steez turned Thai ramen into mac and cheese. I cannot breathe, but I'm still going to catch this weed. In my city, you ain't litty, unless your team is grease. Oh, yes, my team been on that by any means. If Coach gave a damn light, then it's neon green. Boss rutting, punching cousin on the ruptured spleens. I ain't always in the mix, but still be on the scene. My people call me Michael Scott, all I think about is rings. Another North Philly nigga out here chasing dreams. Applying pressure, but I still ain't even put on steam. Ah, yeah, hold up. Use a op if you scared, call the cops. This is a funny joke, but I like it.
Is that the hook?
Yeah, that's the hook. I'll let you listen to it, bro.
After this?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's on my phone.
Hell yeah.
Give me like major like old Kanye mixed with like some Lil Wayne like twang to it at the end.
I appreciate that.
I'm sure you do.
Live feedback.
Definitely.
While I can, during my million shout outs. In a good transition from one musician to the rest of them, I want to shout out all my musicians that support either the open mics. They've done Popcella, which is a dog a concert that I hold every year to raise money for.
Aunt Mary Pat better be on there.
Aunt Mary Pat's in the.
I don't think I've seen her in there.
AMP. It says AMP. It's called short. It's called.
I thought that was Aunt.
Nah, it's called short form. It's Aunt Mary Pat.
It's short form.
Abbreviation. All right. I have a lot of people to shout out here, so I have to like you know save
I think
room.
It's an acronym. I think is the.
But yeah, an acronym. Abbreviation. Acronym.
It's a short.
Shout out to Angus Road.
It's a short
they were Angus Road. They were the other featured act. Hard, they are fire. They do like old school classic rock. A lot of Led Zeppelin. Angus Road, 89 Astro Van, Noah Richardson, Mike and Callie, Rhett Tierney, Rachel and Ty, Kozer Music, Anthony Wexler, Light and Sound Studios guys, all them guys that they host another open mic up at Sweeney's, Fish Out of Water. Shout out to my man Donnie. Shout out to Aaron, Penny Rhodes, Ness Rocks, Ambrana, OT, Danny Dimes, my man Higgs, Nikki D, and the CF Boys, Drew, Ben Jasper, Jeff Sutton Band, Threefold Fire, Stealing from Thieves, Delmont, Ty Kingsley, Irish Joe, Kenny Shuffle, Aunt Mary Pat.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. The Kramer Brothers. My man Kenny Sue Price and Rock and Rollin', Bill Wilson, L. Buell, Space Gurus, Nick Arnott and the Vision, Cornbread, Frank Ghana and Phase 3, Luke Jardell, Love Junk, Jameson, and the legendary LeCompte. They're all people that you guys should always support. Live music is back.
Hell yeah.
We're allowed to be there. We're allowed to experience it again. Make sure you get out and experience.
LeCompte's crazy, bro. He doesn't just sing, bro. He puts on a show.
Yeah, he's he's.
So does Jameson too.
Yeah, he was talking about Jameson too. For sure. He shout out Ty Kingsley.
Ty Kingsley, yeah.
Yeah, he just did a show with the FOP.
He's good, man.
Yeah, he did my first Pupcello. He was the headliner for my first Pupcello.
So it's funny because Aunt Mary Pat, Troy.
Yeah, shout out Troy Davidson. Yeah.
Hendrickson. Troy Davidson. Troy Hendrickson,
yeah.
And Ty Kingsley, they could be brothers. Like, they look extremely similar.
Right.
I'll show the difference.
Yeah, shout out Troy. It's crazy. Troy's not just Aunt Mary Pat. Troy's an entertainer. Through, for sure. You know,
he just came out with a short film.
I know what you
did last summer.
And the music, like, he turned that into, like, you know,
that's
actually,
serious.
Actually being,
he came out a short film.
Aunt Mary Pat went to the top of you know, charts for, like, comedic music. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, he took that to as far as he could, you know? Like,
hell yeah.
Just from the Eagles Super Bowl, turning that into something. That's true entrepreneurship right there.
Crazy, 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 crazy.
Let's get to JD.
Man, DJ man. JD.
What up?
Holy shit.
Silent crazy. Bob.
I know, crazy. Silent. Fuck that. You're Silent Bob, silent. Dude. That's your first words like you said the whole night.
I had to listen to Hershock.
What kind of shit is that?
I had to listen to Hershock about 200 announcements. So. And he bumped his head on the wall. I heard it's the ceiling. I know, just do not bump your head.
Look, the ceiling is sheetrock. Do not bump your head on that concrete out there when you're going to piss. And in the urinal, there is a Dallas Star.
I pissed a little harder when I saw the star.
It's in the urinal, so make sure you aim for that. It's like the Aim Jane thing, the Jihad Jane, the aimer that the bars have in their pissers.
Yeah,
but it's a Dallas Cowboys star. That's nice. Hell yeah.
Yeah, but
so real quick, when did you start DJing?
I started
because you're a young little chap.
Yeah, so I'm 25. I'll be 26 in February.
So you're 20.
Oh, let's plan a birthday party now.
I started really getting into music when I was like 15. And then I actually started DJing when I was 19. So I've been doing it's coming up on seven years now. But shout out to Kevin Nichols. He's one of the guys that actually taught me in the very beginning. And also, shout out to Ron B. He's the first person I seen at a college event, and he DJs in the city too, and he's a part of Supreme DJs and that crew.
What got you into it though? Like,
I just love music, and I love when people dance. And it
was it hard to get into? Like when
you gotta connect. You gotta like how we were talking about earlier.
Well, I'm saying like just learning how to do it, like mixing and all that shit. Like, is it hard to do?
Absolutely. Like
I've been doing this for 6 years, and I just got good before COVID, and I'm not even good yet. You know what I'm saying? So it definitely takes a lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to the Supreme DJs and Nico Oso, and
Fire,
and DJ Nine.
Them
guys helped me out, like mixing. A couple years ago, I wasn't that good. I wasn't that good at all, But I learned how to mix. And Nine, my old DJ name was actually DJ After Hours. That was my first DJ name, yeah. And Nine came up to me and he said,
shout out Hershey's.
Hershey's. Nine came up to me and said, he said, yo, you wanna go farther in this business? You gotta switch your name. So I switched to JD. I mean, it's my initials. It's just Jake Dalton. That's my first last name. So
I was just gonna say it's DJ backwards.
Yeah.
That's it. DJ backwards.
And actually, it's pretty cool. I do have a rotation logo for that. So it's a virtual logo. It goes DJ and then flips and says JD.
Oh shit!
Yeah, So it's pretty cool. But shout out to the Supreme DJs, Ron B, Nico, Santino.
What was the biggest crowd you DJed in front of?
Probably Cavanaugh's. It was probably about 2,000 people there.
It
was the most packed. It was me and Dosk. It was me and Dosk. I talked about it a little bit earlier, but I DJed at Noto too a couple times.
Yeah. I got to thank Kev too because you filled in for that. Filled him for him at Paddy Wax that one night. And I was just randomly in there and we just started talking. And within 5 minutes, I was like,
Jake. I came up. I knew him as hand.
Jake then. I was like, Jake, we're going to be really good friends. And that was within 5 minutes. And we're really good friends now.
Yeah. It's crazy. That's how I started it. That's how I just like music in general, and I like to see people dance. And you know, I did a lot of venues, but I'm excited. I'm excited for the future. And I started Into the Mix. I started working with Into the Mix a little bit, and he's got me at Maggie's, Xfinity, and a couple other local bars around here.
Yeah, shout out Harry McCluskey in the Mix, man. Like I talked about him a lot last time I was on his podcast. You know, he books DJs for different bars and clubs and, you know, gives people a good chance. And as soon as I met JD and listened to him one night at Paddy Wax, I sent him my info or sent Harry Jay's info. And, you know, was like, look, this is the guy you want to, that we should have work with us. And,
yeah, hell yeah.
And, you know, now he's like, you know, just one of the guys that we can depend on and know that he's going to always bring it. Like, that's why I'm so hyped about Sunday, bud.
Shout out to the Tropic Fit too. They sponsored
by.
Here's the hat right here.
Yeah.
He sponsors all my Jersey Club mixes. So.
Well, when he told me you were coming over and we came down here in the studio, I mean, I had to see what was up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So apparently there was just a Halloween. When did you make that? The Halloween mix.
Halloween mix was. It was like last week. It was a couple of days before Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you send me that at?
Probably off my SoundCloud.
The Halloween mix is on SoundCloud.
Yeah, I know, but where did you, I feel like you text you? Did you text me that? That link?
I don't think so. I don't think I sent it to you.
Oh no, you didn't. Never mind. I know what it was.
I tagged him.
No, Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
100%. You put that on Facebook.
Yeah, I linked to SoundCloud.
You did. You did link to SoundCloud. Right, that's what you did. You did. Yeah, I know what it was. No, Facebook.
Entrepreneurs out there.
100%. You put that
in and you're making links.
Well, dude, that's how Post Malone got big, bro. He released Lloyd Iverson on SoundCloud. And literally, he woke up the next day and had, goofy ass, like, traction on it, dude.
He was doing other shit before. There was, like, On God with Zeus and shit.
Well,
like.
he was doing punk and shit. I've seen those exclusive videos.
Can you pull up the mix or no?
Oh, I'm pulling out the mix.
Yeah.
The mix is being pulled out as we speak.
As he pulls up the mix, there's any issue. You got to know about the big booties, right?
Big booty remixes, yeah. By two friends?
Yeah, I was going to say. So, with them or is
yeah,
that like
no. So, actually, I do fuck with them. One of my friends introduced me to them, and then I made a mix called it's actually called the Moss Mix, and it's similar to the Big Booty mixes. Nine does that too. He does a lot of them, but yeah, I fuck with them.
Big Jersey Club too. I mean, he's got
Jersey Club House.
Jersey Club's my shit too. Yeah. I love it. You're gonna see.
You're talking about the Halloween mix show.
Yes.
Is that what we're talking about? The Halloween mix out?
Yeah, Halloween just ended, but, you know.
Halloween,
you
throw it on her.
Yeah, but it's still
the prayer still continues.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Dale.
This tall bitch from the back, say stand up.
Just the way it starts off, for sure.
Put your motherfucking face down, ass up. Nigga been rich too long for making these songs. My niggas passed up. Fucking this bitch too long. She offered the threesome and I just passed up.
I'm definitely getting flagged on YouTube for this. I want to rip in the ring. For copyright, for sure. Now I can't monetize on it.
I just got to say. Hey, thanks, Mark JD. Zucker nerd. Hey, Mark Zucker nerd. Can you just let us?
He's an alien.
Moment,
you know that, right? Jesus. He's a lizard person.
South Park said he was a robot.
Here we go. Do you know what's your best part of this?
Probably the Halloween edits. Like you can hear edits that transition to
from the actual song.
Yeah. Do you have any specific time marks?
I think the very beginning. There's a.
All right. Well, hold on. Let's
Let's see what we got.
No, just the way that it starts. It's just like, let you know right away.
Yeah.
Are you, is that you?
Nah,
that's just the Halloween
it's just
sample.
Edits, yeah.
Cap.
Niggas ain't fucking with me. Niggas ain't fucking with me.
That's a fact.
Flew her out on the first flight. Got that pussy the first night. Niggas says water and it's on sight.
Did you play this right here?
I downloaded most of my music from that bitch, and they have these edits that are pretty cool. And I mixed them together.
Big Glock 40 on the hip line, hold my pants.
Yeah, I'm saying in front of a crowd. Did you play this thing?
Oh, yeah. There's a couple of venues.
Fucking this tall bitch from the back, say stand up.
This edit
and put your motherfucking face down ass up.
But as a DJ, my number one priority is every song that I have, I want to make sure I have 7 different versions of that song. Because I don't want you... There's some venues that do come out next week, or if I'm at the same venue and the same people come out, I don't want to play the same thing every week.
Right.
Like, you know, I might throw on like Holla Back Girl, right? But I want to have 6 different versions of that, because if I play it again next week, you know what I mean? It's gonna get repetitive and it's gonna get boring. So,
right.
As a DJ, like, you know, we sit
there. Literally like
every single song, every single genre.
Yeah, but dude, that's like a comedian when they come up with a skit and they go on tour. They're literally telling the same exact series of jokes in just in different cities. And I would imagine that, say they have a show in Philly, they have a show in AC, and you're a diehard this guy's fan, you're going to hear the same thing twice. Right. Well, yeah, I feel like if you're in a different city and shit like that, it's definitely...
Yeah, if you got a joke that's hitting in Alabama, I don't think the same joke's going to hit in New York City.
Do you have it on there?
To Spotify, yeah.
I'll skip it too.
What's up with this pit band?
Do we gotta put a Pitbull song on? Holy shit, Pitbull's here!
DJ,
oh shit!
DJ 9 has one of those.
Well, hold on. I have to give a huge shout out to Marinucci's Deli, the best deli in the city of Philadelphia. Hoagie's, lunch meat. They carry Mac Martin mac and cheese. Cooper Sharp. It's very hard to find a deli that makes hoagies with Cooper Sharp. You can request it. Let me tell you something. Seated rolls, unbelievable. 2 locations right now. They're about to open up a 3rd location in the city of Philadelphia. Super stoked about it. Thank you, Marinucci's, for being a rider. Awesome. Did you ever have a Marinucci's? It's unbelievable.
Oh my God, you were right. Here's another one. Look how much candy. Oh my God,
you were right. Halloween is the best. Look how much candy.
Ew.
Candy. Look how much candy.
Rewind that. Let's Connor here.
Candy.
Yada 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 yada.
Body crazy curvy wavy feet. I want to rewind this. Oh no.
I'm a hot ebony, they gon' click it if it's me. All my pictures been getting these niggas through the quarantine. I'm very well. Hold my shit as you can tell. Any hoe got beef with years ago is beefing by herself. If we took a trip on the real creep tip. Fuck the whole thing up. DJ fuck up in the building. There he is. Damn, you fucked this whole vibe up. Damn. All right, ladies and gentlemen, look, we love you guys. Thank you. This episode number 22. We got the encore coming with Pitbull. So you managed to mix Family Guy into it.
You threw a quote in there?
Dude, where do you hear this shit? Dude, it's crazy.
And these niggas through the quarantine, bitch, I'm very well.
She said, I just wanna run it up. Maybe me.
Huh? Look how much candy. Oh, oh my.
Oh, here it is.
Oh my God, you were right. Halloween is the best. Look how much candy, 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 candy.
You're black? You can have it your way.
How do you want it? Go back that thing. Alright, we're gonna pull up.
The reason I say that is because did you ever see Impractical Jokers?
Yeah. Like
they had to do it. They had to do a skit where they were in the like a supermarket, and they had to go up and tell a secret, but the secret was told to them by the guys.
Yeah,
the back. And they had to get the other person to tell a secret. Oh, secret back. And probably 3 out of 5, like, black guys they would go up to, their secret would be, I'm black.
In case you didn't know.
I swear to God, it was, dude, it's so funny.
You, that was crazy, you pull up SoundCloud on there?
I don't have the app.
I don't have the app.
I don't think I do.
I just followed you.
You can just download it. I mean, it's free.
I mean, I followed you on the gram already, but I followed you on the SoundCloud. That's on hard. I can't wait to listen to that Halloween thing.
Or, yeah. Put,
I can do Spotify.
Yeah, put some Pitbull. Yeah.
Okay.
Sasha.
Okay, Sasha. Pit.
That's when they say mix.
Nah, shout out to Sarcasm for putting on my mix. Out. That was cool. That was fire.
Hell yeah, yeah, dude. Yo. Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to put out Future's House Volume 3 soon.
Dude, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that and probably put out another Jersey Club. I gotta talk to Rich and find out. Yeah, but check out his clothing brand too. Tropic Fit. Clothing brand. Yeah.
Yo, can we get a mix for the Gym Bros there?
If you guys look. I love making mixes. So
gym bro mix.
I love making mixes. So if you guys have
clearly
like,
I haven't been in a gym in a minute, but I mean,
if you guys have like 20 songs that you just want to send me real quick, right, I'll make a mix.
Yeah, elbow bending. Hell yeah, dude! I'm fucking stoked. Yeah. What song?
Shake.
Let's see. This guy?
We have a special guest here today.
I don't think this is it. That's definitely not it. No, because that the Shake That was from Eminem. Oh, here we go. I got it. Oh, God, who's coming in?
Shit, who's that?
Is that Pitbull? Is Pitbull here? Oh my God, dude.
Esta noche, es la noche para disfrutar la vida, mami.
This
is like Halloween, y'all. Halloween.
What are you talking about?
Is the best. Yes, sir. Oh, wait. We gonna take it back like bees and bows.
Wait a minute. I wanna be that makes me too loud for your crew.
Oh, just me.
Oh, my God. Dude. Dude.
Yeah.
You killed it.
You didn't? Did you see any of my posts this weekend? I posted like
yeah, I'm
once.
Yeah, I'm just playing it up. Bro.
I think I posted.
I definitely seen your shit.
Some type of Halloween thing, like calling in the background.
Oh, that was at Harris, right?
Yeah.
Oh man, Halloween this weekend. Look, yo, Halloween is one time a year where you can just be different. Like, go for it. Like, if you're going to do Halloween, do it right.
You can be different any day you want, bro.
Yeah, you can. I'm saying for Halloween, though.
What's stopping you from honestly going to 7-Eleven looking like
Pitbull? And being Pitbull and just being a Pitbull impersonator?
Yeah.
That might become my life because people are like, yo, can you come DJ my party as Pitbull? Can you just come over?
It's a lot of shaving, though.
Yeah, it would be a lot of shaving.
You got to shave every day, bro.
You just narrow
right, no. But look, Pitbull's distinguished now. He has a beard, if you didn't know, in 2020 and 2021. He has a little bit of a beard. He's trying to look a little more distinguished, so I could pull this off.
Where'd you get the glasses, dude?
My man, James Morano, bought me a pair of glasses just like this. Shout out, Jamos. He can spit rhymes, too. He bought me a pair of sunglasses. I don't know if it was just for my birthday or just because we rock out everywhere. That's my rider. Like we're called the Plastic Bag Boys. We're plastic bags in the wind.
Wherever
the wind wants to take us, it'll take us. This summer we were down the shore. The next day we were in Bethlehem. Then we're down Ocean City, Maryland. Then we're in the Poconos. And then like wherever we wanted to go, we just went.
Let me ask you this:
yeah.
Did you ever go to Secrets, Ocean City, Maryland?
Of course, that's where we went.
How do you feel about that?
Secrets. We went to go see a Collie Buds show. Like hanging out in everybody's everything. But like,
did you go in the water?
Collie Buds show.
Did you go in the water?
Awesome. Yeah, we went in the water. We sat there, we drank, we saw some girls, you know. Dale, mommy.
I love that spot.
I love Secrets, yeah, for sure.
I don't know,
I'm a little weird. I have to wear my sandals in the water.
You got funky feet?
No, I just can't. My feet just can't.
Girl. He was just like,
oh, you get a little bit of like seaweed, like, and you're like, ah,
yes, dude. We sat on one of the benches.
I'd be
dude.
More worried about the floating whatever.
I was gonna say, yeah. What's the over under on somebody shitting themselves in that thing? Because like,
is that possible? Do you think that happens?
I don't know.
Probably never.
Wait a minute.
Now.
Dude, Secrets Jamaica USA. If you're hearing this, that never happens. If you need a DJ any day, what's up?
JD here, you've been to Secrets.
Yeah.
Over under on somebody taking a shit in the water.
Without a doubt, people don't give a fuck now.
I don't know.
Once a day, dude.
Like
once a day.
I had a
realist.
Look, you're hanging. Wait, hold on.
No,
you're
I had a bed with my cousin.
You're hanging out in the water, right? You're hanging out in the water.
Yeah, piss is fine.
Just imagine you're hanging out in the water and you got a fart. Piss is fine. How can you judge if it's going to be wet or not if you're in the water?
Oh, dude, I didn't even think about that.
Nobody's taking a shit in the water, bro.
You're
tripping. Even if you're just trying to throw a fart out there.
Yeah, but number one.
Yeah,
if it's risky business, you shouldn't even be out at the bar drinking, bro. Like, if you don't just have a wet fart somewhere. Like, you know before you go somewhere, damn, dude, that fart was suspect. You
Pitbull,
know that.
Pitbull says, keep your culos clean, y'all. All right?
Dude, I'm telling you, bro. I don't know, dude. I don't think people shit in the water.
No, not like on a daily, but like
people
hasn't
definitely,
happened for sure.
It's I can tell you.
Yeah, but not on a daily.
That's the
Pitbull has
but you
people.
Dropping every week? Nah.
People have definitely probably thrown up in the water.
Oh, 100%. Every day.
Once
piss,
a week, yeah.
Piss?
Almost every 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But the girls, dude. There's no way girls are getting out to go to the pisser. Exactly, no. They're pissing right up in there.
I think I was the only dude.
But take a shit, though.
Dude,
nobody's taking
a
shit in the water, dude. Come on. Let's be honest.
Yeah, they're like, why does that dude keep leaving?
No, you know what other spot I like down there, too? You ever go there? Fager's Island?
Yeah, Fager's
Island.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I'm lying to you. I did not go.
So that place has like.
Somebody didn't get in. I'm not even going to tell that story.
That place has like.
Somebody was drunk.
10 different. They're like. It's like.
Clothing.
Oh,
clothing,
dress code?
Dress codes, cap.
Oh, man.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That has like ten different bars.
So you couldn't do what? Wear a hat?
In the actual bar. Like 10 different mini bars. And really? So the level's up here, right? There's one bar and there's another bar here.
And then you got like the beach bar.
Throwing Coors Lights down to the other bar. Like
what? Yeah,
it was crazy. I was watching. I was like, Jesus! Like,
yeah, it gets lit there. That's where we went. That's where we went after the show, Collie Bud show. We went to Fager's, and it was definitely, it was like a it was super college bar. Like,
yeah.
I definitely like wished I didn't have as many grays in my beard. But
just for men,
dude. They have a good.
Should have pulled the pit bull,
bro. They have a good ass karaoke bar in Ocean City too.
Yeah,
it's literally called the karaoke. He sang what you sang at the karaoke bar. Sing karaoke. He did that night. He sung fucking. What did you sing?
I love that.
I think it was. What was it? It was the Journey song. What's the fucking Don't Stop Believin'?
Yeah, Don't Stop Believin'.
Yeah.
He was up there, dude. He was going up to the cameras and
shit. That's what I love. I love people who just go up and do it for fun. Like,
oh, yeah. He was going nuts,
dude. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
First of all, the host was like a rock star. Out of his skull, dude. That's how you do it. He's like, what did he keep saying?
Bro, he was just
he was like, who's doing crack tonight? Yeah. Like, he was doing, like, saying
and,
some crazy shit. Like,
I need to hire me to host karaoke there then, I guess.
Bro, he was like, how many guys here are taking a girl home here tonight and fucking them? Yeah. Yeah, dude. The host of the karaoke at this place, it's literally called the karaoke bar.
I don't know
bar.
What y'all doing tonight, but somebody getting
in Ocean City, Maryland. He was saying,
if you know, you know.
He was saying some crazy, crazy stuff.
Like, imagine, like, a typical, like, redneck hick, though. Like, it's exactly, like, he had, like, the trucker hat on with, like,
oh, man.
The long hair.
Yeah, like, I guess, yeah, like, the long-ass hair. I don't know what it is. It's, like, the sideburns that are, like, all the way down.
Mutton chops, yeah.
He had the mutts.
Joe Dirtay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was
Joe Dirtin' it up.
You know what's fucked up? Dude, there's literally a stack of request slips, like, this big.
He wasn't going to
him. Well, he was. He was picking and choosing. But as the night went on, what he would do was he would stop the entire karaoke thing and come out and air guitar and karaoke himself a song.
Did anyone care?
So, like,
no, did anyone care when he did it?
Well, no. But here's what I immediately thought. I was like, this dude is a failed musician, and he's getting... He's having a time of his life.
Yeah,
100%.
Like, just take your $150 to $200 that you made that night and let everyone else sing. Okay, that's 100%. That's their job,
right?
Even though I sing sometimes,
bro, he pulled out the fucking air guitar, bro. It was a cardboard like box with like a guitar drill on it, dude. And he was fucking going nuts. I don't know. It was all cardboard, but it was professionally drawn on there.
Probably
it was professional. Fucking shaking his hair around and shit.
If you want to go to a good karaoke night where it's just good vibes, good people have fun, they can rap, sing, McDuff's Sunday nights, or Genre Bomb, open mic, and karaoke. Thursday nights, Nick's Roast Beef, Common Avenue.
I don't think you can handle my karaoke.
Sometimes we do Fridays at Reedy's, so.
Thanks. I really don't. Is there anybody, labels there or anything, or what?
Hopefully one day that, you know, all of our
good singers are going to get signed. If I go to a karaoke night, I'm getting signed.
Eric Porter's going to get signed. Alyssa Max will get signed. Rebecca will get signed. Like, they're all going to get signed. Eric Porter's like,
bro,
the
you literally on the video look like fucking Pitbull, dude. Like, what the fuck? Like, I got to go get a natty.
I don't know why he does this a lot.
Finish your shout outs. I'm going to go piss.
He does that a lot.
I got to say one thing. That Joker picture is fire. I don't know if you guys can see that, but can they see it?
We can't see it, but shout out to Tori Alexandria, bro.
Is it? Can you take it off?
Yeah, take it off.
Yeah, it is hot.
I looked at it as soon as I came down. I'm like,
check this out. This is a limited print. She did hand paint this for somebody, but this is a limited print.
Ooh, it's got the certificate of authenticity.
It's got a certificate of authenticity. This is one of, like, maybe, I think she did 50 prints on this.
Yeah, one of 50.
That's sick.
Dude, it's insane.
That's insane.
And by the way, this is my favorite Joker.
That would look good.
Unpopular opinion. Yeah. That's my favorite Joker. Good luck trying to hang that back.
It would look good. Definitely look good in her shoes. It definitely would. With like the black light.
Tori Alexander. No, there's two back there.
He'll get it.
I loved, what was it? I loved Heath Ledger.
We're going to start
calling him Heath Ledger.
We'll start calling him Keith.
Joaquin Phoenix did good. God, Heath Ledger was on another level.
All right.
He took it to the whole,
That whole
for sure.
Whole series was awesome. Yeah. That whole, you know, Dark Knight Rises, Dark Knight, Batman Begins.
Getting back to the million shout outs. You know what's going on now?
How many more we got?
Oh, this is everyone that, like, I love in the bar business and all the places that I work and, like, just the people and just, like, because, you know, in this business, like I said, it's not the bar business. It's the people business. The people that come out and drink, the people who are serving the drinks, the people who are keeping people safe, the DJs that are supplying the music, the owners that are supplying it all. So I got to shout out everyone in the bar business. First off, right down the street from my house, Malt House, Rockledge, I'm being Ragu. We got Brianna, Kelly, both Colleens, Dre, Steph, Timmy, Matt, and Jimmy, the owners. The Ron Hurst, shout out to Crystal, Colleen, and Mike, McDuffs, April, Lou, Ashley, Carlo, Sean, everyone else. Final score where I'll be at tonight after this. I might just hop up and mix a little bit with Ox. Shout out Diana, Chris, Pat, Colby, Ox, Drew, the owner Gina, who gave me my first gig in the industry when I was a promoter for an after-hours club on Bustleman Avenue called Studio 98. So long ago.
Was that the first place you DJed?
I was just a promoter.
What was the first place you DJed?
The first place I ever DJed at was Reds. Shout out to my girl Amy Giacomelli and my boy Matt Reds. Like, they gave me an opportunity at Reds. That was my first spot. Shout out to my guy Steve from Vox Lounge on Cottman Avenue. One of the most beautiful places in the Northeast. Like, a lot, it's like a hidden gem nobody really knows about. We did a party there. It is Las Vegas level lighting and sound there. It's crazy.
Where's
it's a karaoke
at?
Lounge called Vox Lounge. It's at Cottman and Browse. Beautiful place. Shout out Crickwater, Bobby, and the crew. November 20th, I'll be at Crickwater. It's for my man Tommy Nort's birthday party.
Crickwater.
Dagwoods. I got to shout out Hunter, Christy, Nat, my man Joe Conwell, Patty Wax, Doug, Mayor, Seeger, Jell, Madison, Gary, Bailey, Santina, Coop, DJ Kev Nichols, you know all about that. Yeah. Shout out JD, too, because that's where I met him at Patty Wax. Yeah. Shout out Bluegrass. We already talked about Bluegrass. Joey, Dom, Danielle, my girl Liz up there. UTAP, Roman and Pete, Johnny B, Raquel, Sean, Fatso. DJ Diggy.
We can't shout out Fatso. Also,
yeah, we did. We definitely did. Maggie's, my man Aaron, Gola, the servers, Christy, Lex, Carrie, Handlebar. Y'all are never going to Handlebar, the new Handlebar.
How long did it take you to write this list?
Oh, dude.
Three hours.
I talked to you. When you said the podcast was a go for night, I jumped right on it. Shout out to everyone, the girls from the Handlebar, my girl Emily and Bobby. Reedy's, that's where we did Cornhole all year last year. Shannon, the owner, John, they're awesome. K-Pub, shout out to my man Brannigan, Gargano. Keenan's, I want to go down back. I want to run back to summertime because I had the best summer ever down there. Only because
what happened?
It was just I was down there a lot. Oh, like most of all of July and a lot of August, I was just down in Shore a lot. So shout out Keenan's crew, especially Timmy and Jimmy, the Inlet crew, Walt, Mayor, Hunter, Rocco, Franny Mac, the Exit 6 crew, Confair, Bam Bam. They're the bouncer guys that make sure everything's safe.
Wait, is Exit 6 still called Exit 6?
Exit 6. It used to be Echoes. Yeah.
Confair
is the man.
We got Flip Flops, Rennie and Chrissy, JoJo. We got Frazzy. You know Jason Fogg's mom, Frazzy, at JoJo's. Awesome place. Tacos and Tequila. Who else do we got here? Who did I forget? No, I think I got it right. No, nope. Philly Bar and Grill. We got Gage. Kylie, Mark, Gabe, Flip, Shauna, Lamar, Erica, Tyler, DJ Mike.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's Seaport. Can't forget Seaport Pier. Seaport Pier. I did the biggest cornhole tournament ever.
I want to shout out Bill Gates, Elon Musk,
Johnny Little. But definitely we're not shouting out Mark Zucker nerd. We're not shouting out Mark Zucker nerd because he won't let me go over 5,000 friends. I'm so mad about
it. Dude, Mark Zuckerberg is a real person.
What do you mean? I want to hear
5,000 friends is a limit. Yeah, right. We talked about this the last time I was on Sarcasm Podcast.
You can't have more than
5,000 friends. They make your Facebook turn into a public page. And like, yes, yeah. I'm half of a public figure when I'm Pitbull. But like me, John Hershock. But me as John Hershock, I'm still working towards that. But
so
Seaport
why can't
Pierce,
just be a public figure?
Oh, because then you can't interact the same way. You can't comment on people's stuff. You can't
for real.
Yeah, You just become a page where people can only comment on you. You know what I mean? Like, you become a public page, basically. And it's not, you don't get the same perks as you do as just being able to promote friend to friend type
stuff. How much of a big dick energy would this be if Facebook took on the top friends?
Top eight? Top 16? Eight.
Remember that shit,
dude? That used to pit people.
Stole Tom's soul right off his body.
That used to pit people against each other.
Tom is a legend, man. I love Tom, man.
Where is Tom?
Come back, Tom.
Retired with money.
Tom from Facebook? Facebook.
Facebook.
Dude, that's a new one. Facebook.
Hold on, the last two, just from the shore. Seaport Pier, Johnny Little, John, Grace, Allison, and the crew, they take care of us. We're about to be doing the fourth annual Seaport Pier Cornhole Classic last year. Next year, also going to be the third annual Pig Dog Beach Bar. That's part of Maury's Pier. It's major. That's the most major thing I've done, working with and for Maury's Pier, where we do a tournament on their beach bar. Next year, it's going to be as big. They're shooting for it to be as big as, like, Beach Blast, where they do it actually on the beach, and we have a tournament for ladies, men, kids, seniors.
Will Pitbull be there?
Look, Pitbull will be everywhere that they're paying Pitbull to be.
No. If DJ Hershock is there, there has to be an appearance from Pitbull. There has to be.
As long as you're happy with the bald Pitbull with a straggly beard, that's fine, because the beard's coming back, y'all. I'm just letting you know. The beard is coming back, all right? I dedicated myself, because when I like something, ladies, when you hear this, when I like something, I commit, okay? So I like Halloween. That's why I committed to the character.
Are you looking for a wife on Sarcasm Podcast?
Hells
right
no. It's cuffing season. I'm running.
Jesus.
No way.
Okay, flip that, John. All right, so real quick, November 13th, we have Aiden's Turkey Brawl.
Yes.
Yes, I'm super hyped to be a part of that, too.
Yeah, John Hershock.
Let everybody know a little bit more about that.
It's at Front Street Gym, right on Clearfield Street. Yeah. So last year, I forget the exact date, but end of October, one of the kids, Aiden Seddon, his name is, was leaving. He was either leaving or coming into the gym, and he was shot by mistake by, like, you know, not he wasn't the target, but he was shot and killed literally right out front of Front Street Gym. And he would go there. He was a senior. I think he was a junior or senior at Roman Catholic.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And so the guys, Franny Kubach, Danny Netterville.
Shout out Franny and Danny.
I used to live on a block with Franny Kubach. Like, I grew up with young Franny Kubach.
Oh, yeah. Well, those guys started last year. They started the Aiden's Turkey Brawl.
Okay.
And this year is the second annual Aiden's Turkey Brawl. Last year was such an insane turnout that they decided to do it over, like, again, and turn it into an annual event.
I like that.
The card is absolutely stacked. Hey. Oh, shit, where'd you been?
Suck.
Pleasing up. Don't tell Mom.
The card is absolutely stacked. We got John Hershock doing the DJing and the announcing. We're going to be I'm going to set up the whole live. You can watch it on Facebook, on the Aiden's Turkey Brawl Facebook.
It's going to be a lot of down goes Frazier.
Yeah, it's going to be goofy. I commentated last year. We'll be commentating again. After party is going to be at Kensington Pub.
K-Pub.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time, man. Dude, it's going to be good. I'm pretty sure also Roman Catholic Wrestling is having a benefit as well.
Okay.
He told me, the dude, Jim Schneider, told me to tell you about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'll give you his number. He wants you
We can get in on that, too.
For sure.
As long as I'm open, my date's open.
Yeah.
Now that you're talking about fighting and all that, like, you know, I need this shout out. Molly Marie.
Oh, Bloody Mary.
She won.
Who's Bloody Mary?
Her first televised
up and coming MMA female
at Fury
fighter.
Grappling to the legendary 2300 Arena. She was a bartender, at least that I know her from a bartender from Benny the Bums. She's been training so hard. If you like follow her story or whatever, she's just training so hard. I always like to just shout out somebody that they didn't think I was going to shout out. You know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
she's
super inspirational with just, like, you can see how dedicated she is to this now. She's going to go as far as she wants to with it.
Bro, she has keep the best moving, nickname ever.
Keep moving. Keep going forward. Also, always, you got to shout out Sean Brady anytime you're talking about fighting or whatever, UFC, Sean Brady, keep going forward, bro. Can't wait until you're the actual world champ.
100%. Let's go, baby. Yeah. Let's do it. We like to end the podcast with a yeet yeet.
I know we haven't been doing that.
Whoa, wait, banged up. Before we end.
Oh, is there anybody else?
Wait, the Turkey Brawl is the 13th. But also, I have to talk about, real quick, Art History. If you all know about Art History 101, the clothing brand. Their store burnt down. They're back.
For real?
Grand opening, November 13th, same day. I'm going to somehow figure out a way to clone myself and be at both places. But I won't be. But I'm helping them get this together. They're shutting down Frankfurt Avenue for 3 hours. It's the 7,000 block of Frankfurt Avenue. They're closing it. The city is closing it because JP from Art History has done so much for the community in Mayfair and Northeast Philly in general. They're shutting the street down for him. We're going to have Moonbounce, DJ Ernesto from Q102 will be there, Cornhole, food vendors, whatever we can get together in these next 2 weeks to get this going. Like, JP is somebody who's sponsored all my stuff, supported me. I've tried to support him for as long as I can. So many people are so hype about it. Shout out to my roommate Ills. Like, he's like the biggest Art History fan. He's got every shirt. As soon as the shirt comes out, he's going to get it. If you guys don't know about Art History, it's streetwear. JP started off with Meskine way back in the day, where he was drawing and painting shirts for rappers and custom shirts and stuff like that. And he turned it into his own company, and he's been around for 10 years plus now. And the most important thing about him, fire clothing all the time, but most important is he does a lot for the community. He's always focused on the community and growing his
Dude, there's
brand
not enough
through
of
the community.
Now, what day is that again?
That's Saturday, November 13th. Yeah, okay. It's Art History's grand reopening. He was doing a lot with the mobile store when the fire shut down his store. He's right now. I mean, I invited him on here tonight. He said, "Look, man, I'm printing merch." He's like, "That's all I'm doing." He's preparing for the 13th. The city, Northeast Philly, is going to show out. They love Art History.
Everybody I see when I go to like Nate's football games and shit, bro. Everyone's got have fucking Art History shit.
The AA Star H the world. Crazy, Star H dude. The world, man. Yeah, for sure. That's
dude.
Like,
there's been radio hosts. There's been.
Gilly the Kid, man. Gilly the Kid, right? You know,
yeah, but dude, there's been like Sixers Talk.
Yeah, Sixers Talk. They always have
Art History shit on there.
Sirianni was just wearing his stuff. Like, you know, Sixers players, Embiid's rocking the stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's always got the fly streetwear. Like, whether it's, he just put out Halloween stuff all last month. He was putting out Halloween stuff usually it's only 101 shirts that he does. Art History 101. He does limited edition, 101 shirts, and then. That's it. You can't get them no more, and move on.
Maybe we can get them to collab with the
sarcasm
pod.
Yeah, all you got to do is just say hello, man. That's all.
I did. He said no.
What?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
All right. We'll get in his ear because we'll get in his ear a little bit if we have.
Dude,
to.
Dude, I mean, yo, I literally,
I'm the only person that gets free shirts from him.
Don't tell everyone. I'm just kidding.
He's been. He came.
Now you're not. Now you're not.
No, I know the owner. Remember, I know the owner. No, that he made a shirt that said, like, "I know the owner." It was awesome. He's like, "I know the owner." Wait, real quick, he's about to end, right?
Yeah, we're gonna do a yeet yeet.
What's that mean?
To end.
Everybody.
You know how to end that, right?
I don't know.
This is actually the first time I've ever let anybody sit in the hot seat.
Okay. Wait, is this
consider
like the
yourself
end
special?
Is this like the end?
Yeah.
Well, oh, thank you for Dom Hack.
I'm gonna definitely do my thank yous.
Yeah, definitely.
But
thank you guys for coming, JD, Dom Hack.
I got to shout out my best friends. All right, Jamos, my man Ills, my girl Katie, Melissa, my boy Tommy North, my man Eric Porter, Stig, Tommy Green, my boy Frank Anderson, Thurlu. Like, I'm not. I hope I'm not missing anybody. I'm not like that is my like my MySpace top eight right now. You know, friends, but I also got to shout out the fam squad. My cousin Paul from John Urbom. My cousin Kev from Hershock Digital does all my photo video work. My cousin Drew and his girl Lauren, who will just always help me out. I say, hey, I need help. They're ready to willing and able always. My sister Heather, her husband Tim, my niece Jackie, the whole Hershock family, the whole Duffy fam. Most importantly, my mother and father, Patty and Jack. You are the inspiration that's always made me want to go out and provide happiness for others. That's what I hope I do.
Fuck
anyone
yeah.
from Alney, Fox Chase, Mayfair, Northeast Philly, to the Shore, to the Poconos, to Ocean City, Maryland, to Bethlehem, to Allentown, where anywhere that I've been recently, and like the friends that I met in Bridesburg, for sure. I'm down here a lot. I'm down here a lot recently in Bridesburg.
Yeah, hell yeah,
the people
dude.
Are awesome down here always. But I thank you guys for having me on. Let me fucking talk and run.
Absolutely.
Run.
Hell yeah.
I want my buddy Slice. Shout out to him. He just got the blue. What is it? The blue on Instagram. He got verified. Yeah, he just got verified.
DJ Slice.
Yeah, Slice. Yeah, he slices. He DJs around this.
We're gonna get Dom Hack verified next.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on the way. I mean.
What is that process?
You got to apply.
You got to apply. It's like, if you don't get it, you got to wait another 2 months or something like that. Right. Yeah. And it's not even like your followers. Followers help, but they can tell if you buy followers, if you don't buy followers.
I know there's people with like 10,000 followers and are verified. It's like some shit from whatever.
It's your content, too. They look at content.
But
they know what it is.
There's also certain businesses and stuff like that. Like, for example... And right after this, we'll end this. So, Chris and Kyle Daukaus, the minute they got into the UFC, they only had like 8,000 followers, but it was because they were actual, like they were on the roster of the UFC that they became verified. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, once
and
UFC
now they're blowing up,
though,
dude. Shout out, what is it, December 13th? We may be going to Vegas.
Tom Hack said he's verified on Tinder.
The Chris Daukaus, Derek Lewis fight.
This is the first I'm hearing of this, but.
It's okay. Set aside your piggy bank, cash the change in. We might be going to Vegas, but that's here or there.
Shout out Sheba.
Shout out Connor and Sludge, because Sludge had back surgery today. He's the walking USB cord right now.
I literally
he's got wires coming out of his back, out of his spine.
This
like,
is attached to my vertebrae.
That's his life alert. It's hanging out.
Literally, this is
hanging out. Come on, pick it up.
Oh. For real, if you plug in a phone to his aux cord, music comes out of his mouth.
I all got to do it
crazy. Mouth. I appreciate you guys for having me on.
I want to thank John, Dom Hack, fucking DJ JD for sure.
Thank you for having me on, guys.
For coming on, making episode number 22. Fucking sick. I will be cutting up an entire 5-minute.
Montage of
the shout outs that Hershock did. Be ready
shout
to
out
that
to my old football coach.
You ready?
Yeah.
We're gonna end with a yeet yeet. Ready?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.